now. Da, da, da. Okay, I am now recording. My name is Andrew Butler. I'm here with my classmate. We will be interviewing an anonymous individual. And we are in, me and my classmate are in Indiana. I briefly want to run through with you the informed consent and deed of gift document that I sent you. This interview is for the oral COVID-19 oral history project associated with the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 oral history project is rapid response oral history focused on archiving the lived experience of the COVID-19 epidemic. We've designed this project so that our professional researchers and the broader public can create and upload the oral histories to our open access and open source database. This study will help us collect narratives and understandings about COVID-19, as well as help us better understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. The recordings of this information and verbatim transcripts will be deposited in the Journal of Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive in the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and the general public. Do you have any questions about the project that I can answer?
No.
Okay. Taking part in the study is voluntary. You may choose not to take part, or you may leave the study at any time. Leaving the study will not result in any penalty or loss of benefits to which you are entitled. Your decision whether or not to participate in the study will not affect your current or future relationships with Indiana University IUPUI or the IUPUI Art and Humanities Institute. Participating in this project means that your interview shall be recorded in digital video or audio formats, may be transcribed. The recordings and possible transcripts of my interviews, copies of any supplementary documents, additional photos that you may or may not wish to share, and the informed consent and deed of gift may be deposited in the Journal of Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana Library System will be available to both researchers and the general public. As per your request, your name and means of identification will be kept confidential. Do you have any questions?
No.
In addition to your signed document, would you please offer a verbal confirmation that you understand and agree to these terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I am also asking that you verbally confirm that you've agreed to the that your interview will be made available under the following light under the following license and terms: the COVID-19 Oral History Project, the Journal of Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the trustees of Indiana University, acting through its agents, employees, or representatives, has an unlimited right to reproduce, use, exploit, display, perform, broadcast, create derivative works from, and distribute the oral history materials in any manner or media now existing or hereafter developed in perpetuity throughout the world. I agree that the oral history materials may be used by the voices from waterways and IU, including its assigns and transferees for any purposes, including but not limited to marketing, advertisement, publicity, or any promotional purposes. I agree that IU will have the final editorial authority over the use of oral history material, and that I waive right to inspect, or approve, or any future use of the oral history materials. Moreover, I agree that the public has the right to use the materials under terms of fair use.
Yes.
Finally, I want to ask for a verbal confirmation that you have agreed that your interview will be made available to the public immediately.
Yes.
Okay. That concludes the legal portion. Okay, let's see. We'll start with a few background questions, just some things to break the ice and get some general information. I would say, what are your primary activities, such as your job or any big things you participate in?
Right now, I currently work as an RN and an EMT, on an ambulance and on a dairy farm.
Okay. I'll ask for this one to be as general as possible, and this will be the only information I collect. Would you be comfortable sharing what state you live in?
I live in Michigan. in a small town in the Thumb.
Okay. And what is it like to live there?
It's a very rural community. I mean, everybody helps each other out with everything. It's not a whole lot of stuff to do around here. But...
Okay. With that out of the way, let's see. This will be the first question about COVID. When you first learned about COVID-19, what were your general thoughts about it?
When I first learned about it, it was still in China, and my brother was living in China, so it was kind of scary just because my brother was there. As far as me, I mean, the community I live in, everything happens here last, so nobody here was afraid of it or anything because nothing ever happens here.
Okay, and how have your thoughts changed since you first knew about COVID-19?
How have they changed? Yes. Well, when we finally got our first case in my area, like, everybody started to panic. I panicked a little bit. It's kind of, you know, you're always afraid of getting sick, but this was worse than just the flu. So, like, as far as even going out to go grocery shopping wasn't even something I wanted to do. I don't know, once we had it around here, then it was scary.
Okay. Now, connect to that. What issues have concerned you the most about the COVID-19 pandemic?
People getting sick and dying because basically we don't have the resources that we need, especially where I live.
Okay, now earlier you said you were a registered nurse. How has COVID-19 affected your job?
We've had a lot of nurses out of work because they got sick with COVID. We have a whole floor that is specifically COVID now. So the patients that would normally go to that floor are on other floors. So our hospital is pretty well full right now. There's not too many open beds just because that one whole floor is only COVID. So we have that full. And then we have all those patients that should be on that floor, but they don't have COVID, so they're on all the other floors.
Okay. Has COVID-19 affected your job in any way in particular?
Other than being a lot more busy than we should be, we're not, the floor that I work on, we're supposed to have only 5 patients per nurse. And there's been nights where we've been short staffed and we've had way too many patients. So we'll have 6 or 7 patients instead of the 5 that we're supposed to have. So it makes everything a lot harder. Some of the patients don't get the care that they still get taken care of, but they don't get the one-on-one that they deserve. Our intensive care unit sometimes gets full. So we have patients waiting for an ICU bed and they're on our floor and they shouldn't be. They should be a one-on-one in the ICU and they're with nurses who have, you know, 4 and 5 other patients to take care of too, so.
Let's see. What concerns, if any, do you have about the effects of COVID-19, unemployment in the future, in your field, like more generally, do you think this will have an effect on nurses in the future?
It's kind of hard to say, really, because like the amount of nurses that we have right now, we actually have a lot. I got my job basically because of COVID, because we had so many patients, so they need more nurses. When COVID is gone, maybe they won't need as many nurses, and I don't know how that's going to go.
Let's see. Yeah, you mentioned that. Let's see. Has COVID-19 affected the employment of anyone that you know? And if it has, in what ways has it affected it?
I know a couple people who like were waitresses and stuff, and in Michigan they shut down restaurants for quite a while, so they ended up losing their jobs. As far as me and some of my classmates, we ended up getting jobs as nurses because there was so many openings and a huge need for nurses. And then my brother lost his job that was in China, so he's back in the United States now.
Okay, I'm ready to move on. I'm going to move on to another topic, but first, do you have anything else you would like to say on the matter of employment before I move on?
No.
Okay, I think if it's okay with you, I think we'll move on to family life. How has COVID-19 affected you or your family's day-to-day activities?
It affected us quite a bit. When COVID started, I was still in nursing school, and I have two kids who are in school. School shut down, so I was trying to do nursing school plus homeschool them and work full time. So that's been pretty rough. Lately, they've gone back to school, and it's kind of in and out of school right now. I have one that's in school, and the other one's school is shut down. So one at school and one at home. So we're still trying to do the online learning, which isn't working out very well. Other than the school stuff, though, I mean, our lives have pretty much been normal.
Okay. How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with friends and family, if it has at all?
For me, it really hasn't. I don't really go anywhere anyway, so.
Okay. What would you say have been the biggest challenges that you have faced during the COVID-19 outbreak?
I would say trying to homeschool my kids while I was trying to do my own schooling and working, and then the stress of my new job as an RN with all the extra patients. You know, new nurses, when you first start out, you know, you should have more help than what we got, just because there wasn't the people there to help us. They're so short staffed.
Okay. What have you, your family, and friends done for recreation during COVID-19?
Pretty much the same as always. We just stay home, play board games. We have a big yard, so we were still able to play outside and do all that stuff when it was nice out. We still went camping a few times.
Okay. I am going to, I think I'll move on to another topic. Just, of course, if you have anything else to say about sort of family life, you can let me know now.
Not really.
Okay, then, with your permission, I'd like to move on to discussing community a bit more broadly. How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your community? You know, sort of local community, or I don't know, any other communities you're a part of, like school or any other organizations?
The community that I live in, for every holiday, they always do something for the kids. You know, Easter, there's always an Easter egg hunt. Christmas, there's always, you know, the big town get together with Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff. Because of COVID, last year on Easter, the Easter Bunny came around on the fire truck and they just did like a curbside drop off of candy. Santa Claus was the same way, you know, with the drive by with the curbside drop off of stuff for the kids. My kids generally play sports, but those have kind of been shut down. They're starting to get back into sports now, starting back up with the baseball and stuff. All the summertime park and recreation stuff for the kids ended up getting canceled. My community actually did a lot of food drives for people to come and pick up food, because for a while there it was almost impossible to buy groceries. Like my whole county, there's, you know, one Walmart, so there's nothing left in the store for a while. So they did a lot of free grocery handouts for everybody.
Okay. Now, how are people around you responding? I know you've mentioned some of it, but do you have anything more to say to that, to the COVID-19 pandemic?
How are they now?
How are people around you just responding in general?
Well, where I live, nobody's wearing masks or anything like that, even though I think it might still actually be a state mandate, not positive. Most people aren't getting vaccinated still. That's just kind of how the community that I live in is.
Okay.
Other than that, most people now have gone back to just, you know, their normal lives.
Okay, then let's go back just a little bit. Talk about as the pandemic progressed, have you seen the people around you change their opinions, day-to-day activities, or relationships in response to the pandemic as it was progressing?
Actually, as it was progressing, I mean, like the very first month or two, you know, people wore the masks and they stayed home and everything. And as it progressed, they just quit doing all of that. And it was only, I don't know, probably maybe 6 months in when people were pretty much back to normal as far as, you know, they were going back out doing pretty much whatever they wanted and, you know, not wearing masks and stuff.
Okay. With that, has COVID-19 changed your relationship with your family, friends, and community? And if it has, in what ways?
I don't think it really has, other than you have, you know, some people that are big on wearing masks and they look down on anyone who doesn't. But other than that, it really hasn't changed a whole lot.
Okay. Now I'll ask you if you have anything else you want to say on the topic of community, and if not, I think I'll move on.
No.
Okay, now I'm going to go on to health. Now, of course, with this topic, I have to say that if you don't feel comfortable answering this question, you do not have to answer. And if you discuss anyone, I would ask that you focus on their relationship to you rather than their own personal identity. But have you or anyone you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak? And what has been your experience in responding to the sickness?
I had COVID. I got it from work. For me, it wasn't that bad. I was off work for a few weeks. I had, you know, a hard time breathing, but I was never hospitalized. A very good friend of mine was hospitalized and on a vent. He's good now. He still gets really short of breath. But I mean, he lived. So.
Okay. And in what ways do you think that COVID-19 is affecting people's mental or physical health?
People seem to be a lot more depressed. They're, you know, not supposed to go out and do all this stuff and spend time with their families, and that's what they're used to doing. And they seem a lot more depressed than, you know, what they used to.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say on the topic of health?
No.
Okay, we'll move on then. What have been your primary sources of news during the pandemic?
I don't really watch the actual news, so I guess just what people have told me or what I see on, you know, social media and stuff.
Okay. So has that been a change for you during the pandemic, or is that generally where you get most of your news information pre-pandemic?
Oh, that's just how it's always been.
Okay. Do you think there are any important information that the media or other news sources aren't talking about or covering at this time?
I'm sure there probably is, but I wouldn't really know what it is, so.
Okay. Let's see. How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak?
Like at at the state level or smaller than the state?
I would say sort of state level, and you can include local level if you would feel comfortable doing that. But
The state level, they shut like the whole state down for quite a while, and then gradually are starting to reopen it. Like masks are still mandated. They closed all the schools last year, slowly reopened them. At the local level, they weren't and still aren't really enforcing any of the stuff that our governor has put into place. When all of the restrictions first came out, the sheriff's department actually put a letter out saying that they will not enforce any of it. So
okay. Do you have any thoughts on how local, state, or federal leaders are responding to the crisis differently?
What do you mean?
Like I believe you mentioned earlier on how the local government seems to not be taking the state government's recommendations seriously. You mentioned the lack of enforcement and that kind of thing. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, with the lack of enforcement, it's more that they were getting a lot of calls about the masks, people not wearing masks. And with it being a small community, they don't have the resources to be sending police officers out to every single person who wasn't wearing a mask. So that was taking time away from, more important things, car accidents, all that kind of stuff. The way people live around here, they're going to do what they want to anyway. It really doesn't matter, if they're supposed to wear a mask or not. They don't want to, they're just not going to. And I think there was talks about fining people for not wearing them, and that people would just rather pay the fine than wear a mask. So
okay, do you have any concerns about different states and their enforcements of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic or anything?
With everything that was going on with my state, as far as all of the restrictions and stuff that our governor did, I had a hard enough time keeping up with what we couldn't do here that I don't even know what other states did.
Okay. I'm going to, first ask if you have anything else you want to say regarding government or local leadership in the COVID-19 pandemic.
No.
Okay, I will move on then. Let's discuss the future. Has your experience in the COVID-19 pandemic transformed how you think about your friends, family, and community?
No.
Okay. How does this pandemic compare to other big events that have happened in your lifetime?
Which big events?
Has this become a defining event, or would there be another event that you would consider to be more important or relevant to your life than this?
I still think 9/11 would be bigger than this, but
okay. What can you imagine your life being like in a year?
Well, hopefully everything's back to normal, but I think we'll probably still be having to wear masks and everything. Other than the masks, I think it'll pretty much be back to normal other than the masks.
Okay. Now, what do you hope your life will be like in a year?
My life?
Yes.
Well, hopefully I'm still working as a nurse. Other than that, it'll probably be the same as it is now.
Okay. Knowing what you know now, what do you think that individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future?
I don't really know.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you would like to talk about?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Let's see. Well, then, if we have that. Okay, then, if there's no further questions, then I think that we can end the interview now. Is that be all right with you?
Okay.
Okay.